Our scripture readings today, Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Our second scripture, 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us.
God, we do thank you. We ask that you would bless this sermon, that it would be a blessing to those who are hearing today. God, those who are listening by our podcast, that you would be and touch them, God, and meet them at their point of need. And we ask that you would speak through me today and be a blessing to those here in the building. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Have a cute little video for you first before I get started. Larry, if you'd play that for me.
Love is people doing kind things.
Love is being kind to others.
Love is something that you can spread, and if you like it, you can say, I love it, and you can just spread it.
It is something that you really, really like and that you really love.
It means like you're showing affection to someone or something.
It's basically something that you you really like and you love it.
The hardest question to answer.
I love ice cream and I like muffins, chocolate chip muffins.
I love sports and animals.
I like to go to the beach a lot.
I also love the ocean.
I love walking my dog.
Yeah, I cannot answer this one, to be fair.
I show love with not fighting with my brothers and sisters.
Maybe, like, if they were hurt, you could help them up and ask them if they were, like, okay.
You can squeeze them 3 times, or you can just say, I love you.
When they're sick, taking care of them and showing love and giving hugs to them.
You show up by basically spending time together with them.
I have to play with my sister because even though I don't want to play.
He died on the cross so we wouldn't have to do that. We would have had to do that if Jesus didn't do that for us.
Just Jesus loves you no matter what, or no matter what you do.
So as you can tell, we're going to be talking about love another week. But Lori came across that video and I thought, let's share it. I think it's just cool to kind of see how kids think about things and to think about how we think about love. So if you all remember last week, I talked about being intentional in showing love and how we show love to others and to really consider that. Well, this week I want to talk about being intentional in receiving love. Because sometimes it's harder to receive love from others than it is to give it out. We all like to give, you know, and you get joy from giving. But sometimes God wants us to receive because he loves us. Amen. He loves us. And so he allows us to receive. And so I was thinking about this sermon all week long. And as I was here on Wednesday and I was starting to make notes and things so that I could refer back, I thought of your cousin who we were sitting with last week and the story that he shared. And so we've all heard it before, but it's worth repeating because there is a message in how you receive that you have to receive and know that God has good things for us. You're worthy to receive his love. And so anyway, in the story he shared, it's the story of the guy who's in the flood. And first God sends people to help. Come on, let's get out of here. And get, you know, escape this flood. And he says, oh no, God's going to get me out of this. God's going to get me out. And the water goes a little higher. And so now you can't walk out. You need a boat. And someone comes in a boat and says, please come and let us help you escape this flood. And he says, oh no, God's going to do it for me. That story just cracked me up. He says, oh no, God's going to do it for me. So then he's on the roof of the house. And they send a helicopter to get him. And he says, oh no, God's going to get me out of this. And then he drowns and he goes to heaven and he says, God, what happened? And God said, I sent you. I sent you people to help you. I sent you a boat to get you out of there. I sent you a helicopter to get you out. I'm sending you help. But he didn't receive it. We have to receive. Amen. You have to receive. When the boat comes, that's the best. You know, then he wouldn't have had to go through the water and, you know, sitting on top of the roof. But we have to be able to receive. And it is. Sometimes it's very hard, especially if you are the caregiver and you're so used to giving. It's hard to receive. But I want you to know, as I was going through this week, I kept thinking, what would make us not want to receive? What would make us not want to receive love from others? What would do that? And I started to just begin to think, and God began to show me that sometimes we don't feel worthy. We don't feel worthy to receive it. So my first scripture today is 1 John 4:19, and it says, we love because he first loved us. We can't love others until we realize he first loved us. We were so important to him. He loves us. He's concerned. It's something I say every week. And what's so funny now is people who are in my circle, now they say it back to me. They're like, you're right. He's concerned with everything that concerns us. He's so concerned with us. He loves us. We are worthy of his love. Why? Because he loves us. We are worthy of receiving love from others. Why? Because God first loved us. So I have a few stories today, which is so funny. I didn't get them. The Lord started showing them to me yesterday morning. I was on my way to a funeral, of all things. And he started just showing me people who I've seen, who received, who actually were like, you know, they went beyond their surface thinking of, no, I can do this on my own. And they began to receive from others. The first scripture, or the second scripture for that, is Matthew 10:29-31. It says, you are two sparrows sold for a penny, yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your father's care. And even the very hair of your head are numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. You are worth so much to God that you can receive what he has for you. So the first story I have to share is from, it's about my Miss Linda here. I noticed when she was sick a few weeks back, and I noticed she was posting things, and I love to see that because I knew she was okay. I'm like, oh good, she's okay. And she sends me notes too to say that she's fine, but I was like, oh good, she's okay, that's good. And she said, one of the posts, she said, my neighbor is going to get my medicine from the pharmacy. And I didn't think about it at the time. I just thought, wow, that's really nice. How sweet of her neighbor to do that for her. But then as I was kind of dwelling on this weekend, yesterday really, the Lord began to show me. She could have said to her neighbor, oh no, I'm going to tough it out. I'm going to drive to the pharmacy while I have pneumonia and pick up this medicine. But she didn't. She received what her neighbor did for her. And then later, I noticed someone had brought her soup, I think it was, or something. They brought her food or something. I can't remember. And I thought she could have, no, I'm going to make it to the stove and I'm going to warm up. But she didn't. She received. God sent someone. He cared so much for her that, you know, when you're sick, you really don't want to do anything. You really don't. And it's nice to have someone to come and bless you. God sent someone. He cared so much for her. She was able to receive it is my key to this point. It's that she received the help. She received it that, oh, you know, I said, look at God. That's what I said when I saw it when she was posting. I said, he is so cool. He really takes care of us. That was my thought. But that's what she did. She allowed them to take care of her. She received it, intentionally received the love from someone else. And that's what I want you. You're worthy of the love of someone being kind to you. You're worthy. Just take it and run with it. And what is so funny about this, and I wasn't going to share this, but I will because I like to be transparent. But just yesterday, someone offered me something and I could really use it. But I was kind of like in my mind, like, oh, I'm not going to do that. I won't take it. And the Lord was like, how are you going to preach to tell everyone else, amen, to take it and to receive love? And then you're going to say, oh no, my pride won't let me take it. No, he loves us. He loves me so much. He's heard me praying and he sent someone to help me. Amen. I have to take it. Amen. Because he loves me. I'm worthy of receiving what he has. And so are you. You're worthy of receiving what God has for you when he sends someone to bless you. My mom used to say to us, he uses men to bless you. which is kind of cool. You know, she said he uses men, and I hadn't thought about it. You know, it's just like the guy in the first story that I shared. He used men. He sent him with a boat. He sent them, you know, with a helicopter. And still the guy didn't, he expected God, I guess, to come and take him off the roof and set him over on dry land. I don't know. But he uses men to bless us. And so we have to intentionally receive the love that God has for us. My next scripture, and these scriptures today are really just showing you how much God loves you. So you'll know you're worthy to receive the love that he has. Sometimes it's just plain hard. When you are the caregiver, it's hard to receive from someone else because you're so used to giving out. You're so used to being the one that blesses everyone. But sometimes God wants you to be blessed. He wants you to receive. So my next scripture is Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Now this scripture, I'm not sure what it is, but this morning, I hadn't turned on Christian TV in a while, but this morning I felt in my spirit to turn it on, and I turned it on, and the first minister that was on read this scripture. And I said, oh, I'm going to use that today. You know, and I didn't think much more of it. I'm like, I'm going to use that scripture today. I said, God, I must be on the right trail. I've got the same scripture as this guy does. So then he went off and I turned to another channel and another minister was on this scripture. I said, okay, God, I'll spend a few minutes on this scripture. I'm thinking you're telling me that we need to hear this. And we do. Before you were formed, you were important to God. He had a plan for your life. He had a purpose for you. You are worthy to receive because if he felt you were worthy, you are worthy. There's something, and I don't know, I want you all to take it home and meditate on it because I just kept saying it all day today. But before you were born, before you were formed in your mother's womb is what the word says, God had a plan. He set you apart. You are worthy of his love. You are worthy to receive love from others. Cause you're God's. You're his child. Amen. When you're, you know, there's so many things I received because of my mom, you know, and she was like, girl, you better receive that. I worked hard for that, you know, receive that open door. Go in and do what God's called you to do. I worked hard for that. That's what we receive because we're his children. We can receive love that others are giving to us. Does anyone in here have a hard time receiving love? Sometimes because you're the caregiver, you have a little bit of a hard time. So my next story kind of goes along with that and about me again, of course, because there's so many things that have happened to me in a lifetime. But when I was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer back in 2011, I was the caregiver. I went to the doctor with my mom and dad. I took care of them. I did their shopping. I did all of those things. And then all of a sudden I was on chemo and I really couldn't anymore. But I wanted to. Yeah, I wanted to be able to keep doing, and some things I did keep doing. But God sent my sister, my oldest sister, Janice. She's 10 years older than me. But God sent her, and I had to receive it. I had to because he loves me, and he didn't want me out there driving myself to chemo. He wanted me to have her taking me. You know what I mean? He wanted me to receive that help from her, to receive that love that she was giving me. And so she took me to every treatment, literally every single treatment, and I had chemo for a year. She took me to every radiation treatment. She took me to every blood test, and you had to have blood tests every week while I was going through that. And she would come to my house, pick me up, and drive me there, and we would talk about God and talk. You know, it just was it was just so amazing to me. But I had to receive it. I had to receive that love that she was giving me. I was so used to being the one taking care of everyone. If you talk to my family, I'm the one. I'm like taking care of everybody. Oh, taking care of my older siblings, taking care of my niece and nephew, taking care of everyone. And so it was hard to step out of that and just receive the love that she had. I received it from everybody in my family. But I had to. But it was hard because I was so used to being the one to go out and do it. I can think of my brother one day coming over, and I was just really sick that day. And he came over and he said, well, I'm going to go get you soup. And so he went to the store and got it. And I would never take anything from them. You know, I would just be, nope, I got it. I can do this. I got it. Don't worry about it. But God, he put me in a place where I absolutely had to. So let's not get in that place. Amen. But just be willing to receive that love that God has for you. He has it for you, and he uses men to bless you with it. It doesn't just fall out of the sky. That mainly only happened with manna in that time in the Bible. It doesn't just fall out of the sky. He uses men to bless you. Someone may have something that you need and they offer it. Don't be too proud to take it. That's God showing you love through them. You're allowing them to be intentional with their love to you. So be open to receiving that love. One last scripture, I think. I may have two. Let's see. This last one, Psalm 139, 13 to 14. For you created my inmost being. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Again, and I'm thinking today there's just something God wants you all to know about how he prepared you, how he loves you, how he knows your innermost being, how he formed you. Again, he said, you formed me in my mother's womb, and I knew you then. I knew the plans I had for you. I knew they were good plans. You are worthy of his love because he's so mindful of us. There's a scripture in Psalms that says, what is man that you are so mindful of us, God? And it's because he created us. He loves us. He loves us so much that he sends people to show you love. He sends people to be a blessing to you. Receive the blessing that he has. And that's really what I wanted to talk about today. Truly, I don't want to go too deep, but I just want you to be open. Be open this year, because this, to me, I told you all, this is my year of love. So I have to be open. And he got me right here on the first week. He's like, you're preaching it and you don't want to do it. You're going to step out and do it. And I am. I'm going to do just what he promised, to love me, to show, let people be kind to me. Let people do good for me, just like I give out in the community. He sends it. And I have to receive it though. I can't say no. No, oh no, I can do it. Oh no. And I'm suffering and I'm feeling like I'm going to explode from being overwhelmed, but I won't receive the help. We have to receive it. He wants us to. He loves us. We were formed in his. He thought enough of us that before we were even born, he had a plan. He wanted good things to come to us. He wanted us to walk in and experience good things. So I want to encourage you today. I just feel so compelled just to encourage you today to receive it. Receive it when someone wants to do something nice for you. You know, it's not always that they have an interior motive. God is sending them to bless you. He's sending them to help you. He sees you and he knows that you need the help. He knows what you need. He knows you. He knew before you were even born. He knew this time would come and he knew what you would need. And he's sending someone to help you. It's your job to receive it. It's not always easy. And it should be. You know, it should be. It should be easy to just receive a gift. You're receiving something kind, but it's not always easy. So I encourage you today to receive it. Intentional love. Receive it. Receive it when someone knocks on your door. I made cookies. Want some? It's just that simple, you know, or the Lord told me to bless you with this. It could be financial. It could be art. It could be whatever it might be. But because he knows us so well, he knows you need it and you know you need it, but you can't let pride get in the way. You have to receive it. You have to receive it. And I'm talking to myself, just like I'm talking to you today, because I thought that was funny that he showed me, you're going to preach that today, but you don't want to do exactly what you're telling everyone, because sometimes it's hard and pride gets in the way. So, but we have to step out of that. We have to step out of that and receive. Receive what God has for you. Receive the love that God has. And that is my journey this year. You guys watch me receive the love he has for you. And so I thank God today. I thank him. And remember, one last thing I actually wrote the scripture down, but my mom used to tell us that he blesses us through men. But Luke 6:38 says, given it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it shall be measured back to you again. And I just wanted to leave you with that thought. It's not up there because the Lord just gave it to me this morning, reminded me of that scripture. But she used to tell us, when you give, you know, the word says you're going to reap what you sow. If you reap good, you're going to sow good, but you got to receive it. God wants to bless you back. Receive it. But it says also that when you give, he will cause men to give unto you. How else can he bless you in this natural world if he doesn't use your neighbor to bless you? If he doesn't use your boss, if he doesn't use your cousin, if he doesn't use your friend, he's not coming down. He's not going to, here you go. He's not going to do it that way. But he will touch the heart of your family and your friends and a stranger. He will touch the heart of someone to bless you, and it's up to you to receive it. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. God, we give you praise today. You're so worthy. You're so wonderful. We, Lord, that you are mindful of us. We thank you, Lord, that you love us. You love us so much. We thank you that, Lord, before we were even formed, before we became a thought to our family, you were in love with us. And I thank you for it, and I give you praise. So today, God, I am praying, Lord, for each person here, Lord, that you would allow them to receive the love that you are showering down on them this year. I thank you, and I give you praise. Help them to walk in that, God, to receive it, to be open to receive it, to be open to whoever it may come from. We thank you for it, God. And then, Lord, we do pray again for all of those who are sick and who need deliverance, God. We ask that you would be that for them, Lord, that you would be healing for those who need healing. You would be deliverance for those who need to be delivered, God. And we thank you for it, God, that you will bring finances where finances are needed. God, we thank you. You will bring homes, God, that you, God, will bring food. The needs will be met in our community. And I thank you for it, God, and worldwide. I thank you that the needs will be met because you're such a wonderful and loving God. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.